This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He has committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the episode in the series of Self-Talk. It's all about self-management and how to move from one position to another, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can't live again. Then you ought to hear this.
Image says a lot about a person. So, Chuck, help us to understand why we are so consumed about our image.
That's a great question. You said consumed and image. You know, often when I hear and talk about consumption and I talk about image, you know, I want to come in from a different perspective. When you talk about image, I like to talk about economics, because we are spending so much money on our image, on what we look like, that is really hurting our economy. Our economy, I'm talking about us. From an individual standpoint. Example, if this is the holiday season, this is Christmas, this is the birth of Jesus Christ, or whatever it is that you celebrate. But it's symbolic of giving, right? We're so consumed with giving something that makes us look like something, or makes our child or our friend or our relative or whoever look like something, that is really hurting us economically. Example, if you're so consumed about having this type of bag and not consumed with retirement, if you're so consumed with having this type of shoe and you haven't given thought about possibly paying off debt, you're so consumed about looking this way, but not consumed with savings or systematic savings, I think that's a problem. So when we look at image, I think we have to look at character. We're looking at image as a personality trait, like what we look like, what are we selling? So I think we should really examine, is our image dealing with our character, or is it dealing with our personality? And what's the difference? The difference is that personality deals mostly with projections, what we want people to see, and that characters. Who are we really when we take off the suit and tie, when we remove our hair and our nails and we don't have all our glam on? Who are we really? What does it really mean? Who do we represent? What do we represent? And how do we represent it?
So do you believe, though, that character is more sustainable, or is it a personality?
I think
it's
a battle.
First?
No, it's a battle.
Okay.
It's a battle. We are human, right?
True.
So I think we all try to put our best foot forward. I know even for me, everybody knows I love eyewear. I got, tons of eyewear. That's projection. That's image. But it doesn't make sense for me to look good on the outside and horrible on the inside. So I think the battle becomes, can our image match our character? Can our personality, does our personality match our character? I think that's a daily battle, a daily challenge, and a daily pursuit.
So when you talk about the struggle between who you really are, your character, and what you're projecting, it just brings me forward to, as women, we want to make sure our hair looks good, our nails look good, our toes look good, we smell good. And that in itself takes a lot out of your budget. And how do we balance the two? Because, do we sacrifice? I mean, a weave could cost you over the $100 mark. Or do you pay the light bill? Or do you pay the phone bill? Or do you sacrifice and try and shampoo and roller set your hair like we used to years ago? So it is a daily battle. Which is worse? Which is beneficial? It really isn't for somebody else, I think, to tell us what's right or wrong.
So I think that, you know, you use the word sacrifice. Well, it's probably not a sacrifice. You probably should be looking at what the consequences are. If you choose to say, you know what, I'm going to spend, you know, I just figured out and just found out a few weeks ago how much hair actually costs, this extra hair. And you know, I didn't know it costs as much as it costs. But if you're spending an extra $300-$400 a month on extra hair, and you do have some hair,
right?
Well, and your light bill is due, or your child's education tuition is due, or you need gas money, but you chose to go to the store across town to buy $300 or $400 worth of hair, and you did not include gas and food and all other things that you need, well, that's a consequence. That's not a sacrifice. Now, if you're doing it for a man, because a lot of women, they're not just doing it because they want to feel a certain way.
Not necessarily. I really think that women of this day and age, we look inside ourselves and we do things that makes us feel good. And I hope that I'm speaking for the majority of women.
I don't recommend you do that, because you're speaking from, you may be speaking for some, but most women, and I'm speaking from a man's perspective, and we can let our audience be the judge of our debate here, but just as a man goes and buy a cologne, he's not buying cologne so he can ride around in the car to smell his wrist. He's buying cologne so he can get that compliment from that female, or if he's, you know, from somebody.
I understand
and
what
so,
you're
and
saying.
So for a woman, right. For a woman, this is my perspective as a man, being on this earth for 50 years.
Okay.
A heterosexual man. When a woman dresses up, when a woman puts her glam on, and adds to her already existing beauty, she's saying, hey, look at me, pay attention to me. And that's okay. What I'm saying is, don't allow your image to create a consequence, and don't substitute the word consequence for sacrifice, because your question is about economics, right?
True.
So if your light bill is due and Mr. So-and-so down the street has $400 hair,
right,
and you're telling your local light bill company you need an extension on your light bill so that you can get some extensions in your hair, that's a problem. That's wrong thinking. You can wear your natural hair, whether you have 2 inches, 1 inch, or 6 inches, or whatever it is. Let's look at Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys has gone into this area where she's pure. I shouldn't say pure, but she's kind of being like a purist. She's no makeup. None of these types of things. Now, I'm not saying don't wear makeup. I'm not saying don't do these things. I'm just saying watch your budget. If your budget cannot afford for you to wear a certain type of lipstick or a certain type of hair or certain types of shoes every day, don't do it. It's simple as that. When your budget gets to that point, fine. And also, don't date for that. A lot of women and a lot of men. A lot of men will say, well, I'll do this if you do this. And women say, well, I'll do this if you do that. So I think we are really taking this image thing into a whole nother level of wrong thinking, and it's creating consequences.
I think as far as image, it's not always. I am on the bandwagon that not every individual, the majority of individual, does things for the other sex. Of course, it's a byproduct. If you feel good and you look good and people look at you, admire you, absolutely, that's fantastic. But I think a lot of times right now we are looking at what makes us feel good inside.
Yeah, but your question to me is about economics. It's about right. Image and economics. So I agree totally with you. Everyone wants to feel good. Most people want to feel good. And the way you look, how you present yourself makes you feel a certain way.
But the economics of it comes to the point where, yes, you have to sit down and realize you don't have to buy the $400 hair.
Exactly.
You really don't. So that's what I want to hear. It's not on the part of the do you do with or you do without.
But no, you have to, though, because if you don't, listen to your question to me. Your question was, do we sacrifice this for that? That was your question. So if you talk about sacrifice, that means that you're letting something else go so you can do something else. What I'm suggesting as a person who tries to look at their resources carefully, what I'm suggesting to not just females, but males as well, to look at your budget. If your budget allows you to do it, meaning that, you know, you get paid, if your bills are paid, you have some systematic savings, and you have some left over to do those things, fine. But if you get paid, your bills are behind, you're past due on everything, you need food, your child needs shoes, you need shoes, and you opt to go and do something extravagant or something that you just can't afford to do this week, what I'm saying is don't do it.
And I get what you're saying. So from the sacrifice, the level that I'm speaking about is, yes, there are different grades of hair. You've got 4A, 5A, 3A. You can get to the point where, okay, do you systematically think to yourself, okay, I am going to make sure that this hairstyle lasts me for at least a month, as opposed to buying hair that's $300-$400 that can last you over a year. So that's the conversation I'm hearing. I would like to hear.
But this conversation, remember, we're representing, and we're talking to people from all walks of life.
Right.
And so we're not just talking from our perspective. We're talking about economics. You know, we're talking about whether or not you have $10,000 in the bank, or if you have $10 in the bank trying to buy hair.
Right.
Now, if you got $10 in the bank, you should think about buying hair.
You shouldn't.
You should not think about it. You can think about it, but you shouldn't do it. Because you have $10.
Right.
You have $10. It doesn't make sense. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to speak from a man's perspective. In a relationship, if a man is interested in a woman and he realizes that she has $10 in the bank, and he may have $10,000 in the bank, he does not want to use his $10,000 to buy you hair if he notices that you're not trying to get $10,000 in your own account. I know every man listening to me is probably jumping up saying, "Amen, Dr. Chuck." I'm sure. I'm just telling you like it is. Because what we'll do is we may not say anything
but
right now.
But we're comparing two different things. We really are. So if a man has $10,000 and he realizes the woman only has $10, but she wants to or needs to or desires to get her hair done because it's a long-lasting feeling. When your hair looks good, you feel great. And everything around you, the aura of everything is awesome. So why then can't he help her by getting the hair, but also have the conversation as far as the budgeting? I get what
exactly.
You're saying about
the question
budgeting.
Because you asked me the question.
Right.
You asked me the question. Let me remind you of your question. Your question was, how does image impact our economy? Right? So is economy more important or is image more important?
So what I suggest.
No, I'm asking you a question. Is economy important or is image more important? Right now, for a man or a woman that has $10 in the bank. Let's put it on the man for a second. Let's put it on me for a second.
All right. It depends.
If I only have $10 in the bank, right? And there's a pair of tennis shoes that I want, mm-hmm. and they're $190. Right? Now, I got $190 on my credit card, but I don't have a $10 in the bank, right? And I'm going to this event where it's going to be a lot of people, and, you know, maybe, and I want to look a certain way. Do you think I should spend my $190 on my credit card to buy those shoes, or should I try to work some overtime to increase my $10 in my bank, increase my account. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. You work as hard as you can to make sure that you're not adding on to the debt.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
What
absolutely.
I'm saying, I'm not debating on how a person should feel or how they should look. I'm just saying that if your economics does not match your image, keep working on your economics so that they can match.
But when it gets to a point, though, where your inner confidence and that image, you know, we're talking about that, when it gets to where it's so low and you need a little boost, what do you suggest?
Well, guess what? Most people that have low confidence and that level of thinking is already that low. Mm-hmm. Clothes doesn't change it. It's just a Band-Aid. That's why you have to keep buying it, keep buying it. We're dealing with something else. If you look at it from a clinical perspective, you're dealing with something much deeper than somebody saying, I'm going to go buy this pair of jeans or I'm going to wear this type of hair so I can increase my level of confidence. That's something that you're talking about, something that's deeper. That person has some other things going on, and clothes won't fix it. Cars won't fix it. Houses won't fix it. You're dealing with something. I think that's a different type of conversation. But as it pertains to image and economy, we have to go back to that word of character. Who am I on the inside? If my house burns down, if I lose all of my clothes, who am I? What is my message? Take my suit, take my tie, take my cufflinks and my nice jewelry and my home or whatever. Take that away from me. Who are you? That's what it boils down to. That's where the confidence comes in. I can walk outside right now. I know what it is to be homeless. I know what it is not to have clothes. I know what it is to lose a lot. But I also know what it is to, while in those situations, to pursue, to be persistent, to be prepared, to be passionate, and to perform at a high level, regardless of my circumstances. And that's what we need to be as a people. It's about our performance, not about our image. It's about our passion, not about our image. It's about our pursuits, not about our image. Those things will balance out as time goes along when you're working on those other things. When you're working on those character traits, the personality things, the image things will come. This conversation is, I think, a very great conversation, because we as a people, we spend so much money on product and we have no money to actually do anything. It only takes, example, I was talking to a friend of mine in D.C. a few days ago, and we were talking about these super PACs. You know, and you're like, well, you know, it takes so many millions of dollars to have a super PAC. Well, I said, well, how much? They said, well, you probably need about $25 million. If I did the math, you have 5,000 people give $5,000, you got a super PAC. Well, how many people of color even know what a super PAC is? Not, I'm sure quite a few do, but we don't have them. We don't have them. So we're using our resources for things that pertain to our image versus our economy. If you want, morality does not change equality. It addresses it, but it doesn't change it. We have to be at the table versus on the table.
So what I'm hearing you say then is the fact that we focus a lot on the image. But when you look at TV, when you look at newspaper, when you look at a lot of different factors that are coming at us, it's all about the image.
Exactly. But you don't have to subscribe to that. Because if you subscribe to what you see versus who you are, then you're falling into that same trap. Don't be a PBS, remember that.
So Chuck, I know for a fact we are not going to finish this conversation. So I encourage our listeners to tune in to the next episode of Self-Talk with Chuck. Glad you joined in on our conversation, and I hope that this episode will help you to make the choice decisions that respects your future. Remember to tune in to our next conversation with Chuck. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is news.
mystery can live again. Then you ought to hear this.